All right, we're going to start in 3, 2, 1.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, we have Rick. We're talking about Rick and Morty. Season 3 finally comes out. We're going to, we have a release date set to come. Also, on the Fat Shack, it is Canada Day, and Tim Hortons is giving us a nice sandwich. Also, hurry up and wait. We talk about our trials and tribulations as fat men. And the He and Humans trailer, how shitty was it? And it's boldly going nowhere. Holy shit. Should I redo that?
No. Maybe.
No. No need.
Yeah. I think you should do it next time.
Yeah.
I tripped over it.
To be fair, that's the first time you've missed the cue in 30 episodes. So don't feel bad.
Not to mention, like, it did feel like you were explaining quite a bit. Because we do have a pretty big show for you all tonight.
We have a large show. I didn't even get to Spider-Man Homecoming.
We're going to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming when we get to that segment.
But we'll get to all of that and more on tonight's Boldly Going Nowhere. Yes. By the way, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears. So we're back post-Awesome Con, which was fucking amazing.
Yeah!
Wow.
I mean, I can talk about how great it was, but obviously, hopefully, you were there and you were enjoying it yourselves. I think we'll put together some clips of what we were doing while we were there. But honestly, both of the recordings we did with you, Sean, and with me, with me and Zach and you and me, we were honestly just saying the same stuff. Yeah. So this was like, well, I really can't make a fucking episode out of this. It's the same 10-minute conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Now, what's funny is that you were telling me that while, because we had a booth set up in the one unnatural corner that exists in that entire convention hall, we were in that one,
we got there.
Unnatural corner.
We got there, and it was legit depressing because I was like, why are we in the corner? Did we piss someone off?
Should we just bite some dunce caps and just be like, we're sorry?
Just like sitting our backs to the crowd. But honestly,
no one puts baby in the corner.
But you know what? It was busy enough that people were regularly coming down that way, and we were talking to people left and right. It wasn't a detriment to us.
Yeah. What you were telling? Well, it was funny because like we got there and like we kind of needed to spruce the thing up a little bit. And our neighbors, who were super awesome, were just like, hey, you want to borrow some string? And I was like, sure. And I kind of like, cobbled. I was like, I cobbled together, a way to hoist up the banner that we usually have over whenever we're at a show.
Yeah.
And that lasted about a day and a half until it fell down. But
it was easy to get back up then when you initially put it up. So.
Right. So it looked good. Funny enough, apparently you had Ming Chen come over.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing, because he wasn't there as an attendee. I mean, he was there as an attendee. He wasn't there as a guest.
Right.
He just was.
He just was like, oh, yeah, I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he walked by the table, saw me setting up the gear, and he was like, hey, are you guys podcasting? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we are. I mean, not right now, but I mean, we will be at some point. He's like, I mean, I'd love to be on. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Sure. Totally.
Aren't you famous? It's like, aren't you famous?
Yes. Very yes.
Yeah, but it was he and I were talking about it. It was on one of the previous episodes we just released a few weeks ago, but it was anytime he sees a microphone, he's instinctively drawn towards it.
Yeah.
That's literally like, I was like, okay.
I mean, I feel like if you're a podcaster, that's just kind of like,
that's kind of your deal.
That's just kind of how you roll.
Oh, yeah.
All right, really. Sean, hand me the list of topics for this evening.
Sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. I can unfurl it. I can unfurl it. But
behold.
But yeah, so it was
the list.
Good. It was a good. It was a good show. Good show. Can't wait to go back next year. All right. Speaking of good shows, Let's talk about Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Baby, it's time to get schwifty.
Wubba, lubba, dub, dub.
Take off your pants and the panties. shit on the floor. It's time to get Schwifty. Now, Adult Swim has announced that the season premiere for Rick and Morty Season 3 is going to drop July 30th, which is a Sunday, which also happens to be 3 days after my birthday. Not a bad birthday gift.
Yeah. Now, here's my question.
I dig it.
They said that it's going to be the season premiere.
Yes.
So they're just going to basically rerun the first episode.
You know what? I honestly think what would be smart of them to do was rerun that and then premiere the next episode.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
That way make it an hour-long event.
Because I honestly want to fucking watch the Pickle Rick bit.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Ah, so good. In fact, Sean, I think you should look at the trailer. I mean, Sean had said he didn't want to see the trailer, but I really think you should.
You think you should?
I think you should.
I'm not really a Rick and Morty person.
I think after this, you might be.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, just because.
I mean, I like Back to the Future. Don't get me
wrong.
Well,
who doesn't like Back to the Future? But I mean, I feel like this is something that you're going to get into.
Okay.
All right. So, but for those of you who are unaware, on April Fool's Day, they premiered the first episode of season 3 of Rick and Morty in like the greatest April Fool's joke of all time.
Which, thank God, they didn't air The Room again for starters. But then,
like, I love The Room. Well, shut up.
they've done it 3 years in a fucking row.
I know. All right, here we go.
But anyways, my workbench, Morty. Hold on. Invisible and you're going to like fart on me. Flip the pickle over. I turn myself into a pickle, Morty. I'm Pickle Rick.
Yeah. Bonkers. Can you see it, Sean?
There's nothing there.
I think it's because we're probably broadcasting.
Rick? Sorry. I can wait for this to wrap.
Yeah, I couldn't see anything.
Okay.
So, I guess I'll watch that later.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm just saying there are so many things in this trailer, so many callbacks. Like, I can tell you at least one clip was definitely referencing Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes.
Which was great.
There was one thing that was really that really got me interested was that apparently they're kind of going back to that episode where, do you remember where, like, they had to bury themselves?
Mm-hmm.
They're going back and, like, there's a storyline involving that, which I think is going to be fucking brilliant, just based on what we're looking at. Yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant show, and
so good. It's so fucking good. I'm seriously excited about it.
It's great sober. It's great high.
It's great, great drunk.
Especially
if you're drunk.
Oh my god. So
okay. Also, I also feel like I mean, there were so many great cameos in that one episode. I mean, Nathan Fillion was in that fucking episode.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's great. Oh, so good. So that's exciting. Rick and Morty, July 30th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it just me or is July getting all the getting all the good premieres and finales? Because Doctor Who season 10 finale is tonight.
Yep.
It's probably literally broadcasting over in the UK right now.
Yes,
and
it
then
is.
We'll get it tomorrow or later tonight.
And what's great is that they've actually already teased the Christmas episode, because apparently I thought that, here's the thing, kind of spoilery, but it's also not, because they've announced this already, so mm-hmm. they put it out for everybody, so if, like, you know, it's on them because it got spoiled. But here's the thing, apparently the final episode for Dr. 12 is going to be in during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually just teased David Bradley coming back to be the first Doctor in that episode.
Yeah.
So it's not like an Adventure in Space and Time where he's playing William Hartnell playing the first Doctor. No,
he's
actually
playing
the
first
Doctor,
which is
amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want that.
Like,
I can't tell you how badly I want that.
Oh, my God.
You want it bad.
Well, put it this way. William Hartnell's interpretation of the first Doctor hasn't been seen since the Five Doctors, which was in the 1980s. Yeah, it was in the 80s. So we haven't seen that character come back in a while, obviously, because both the original actor and the actor they brought in to replace him are both dead.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, well.
So, but David Bradley did a great interpretation of William Hartnell and the first Doctor in the TV movie An Adventure in Time and Space. So obviously, now that they know they have a character who can pull that off, they're like, well, fuck it. Let's bring him back.
Why don't we just write him into the show?
Yeah.
Let's fucking write him in.
You know, like, that's just a stroke of brilliance
mm-hmm.
for me.
Yep. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to take a little visit to a wonderful, magical place called the Fat Shack.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
I pulled out too soon.
You pulled Barry out too fast.
Put it back in.
Put it back in. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Mm. Oh, hit me again.
Hold on.
Thank you. So, today on the Fat Shack.
Yes.
It's Canada's 150th anniversary.
Happy birthday, Canada.
Happy birthday, Canada.
We love you.
Makers of maple syrup. Makers of maple syrup. Oh, maple syrup.
Canada, I want to say something, baby. I know things aren't going good right now between me and my country, but baby, I want to see you one day. I want to be inside you. I want to be all up in that.
Canada, we want to be inside you.
Mm. Hello.
Thank you. Here, put Barry back on.
Trudeau over Trump. Anyways. Well,
trying to avoid copyright infringement. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. You can go ahead and turn them off now. Just there we go.
trying to limit it to 30 seconds.
I gotcha. All right, so one of the reasons why we're bringing this up is because Tim Hortons has made a very special entree for today's date. Sean, I'd like you to pull up a picture of this because Brian, have you seen this?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It is a thing of goddamn beauty, Brian.
Oh, is it?
It is, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Hortons has created, especially for Canada Day, a poutine donut.
Poutine donut.
Yes.
It's a donut made of, with poutine on it. According to this Canada site.
Right, but here's the kicker. So it's being made by Tim Hortons for Canada Day, but only in America.
That's a little fucked, actually.
It is.
The only place they can get away with it.
I mean, so look at this place. To celebrate Canada's 150th birthday, Tim Hortons is serving up a patriotic piece of food. On the menu, a donut smothered in poutine and an ice-capped coffee drink topped with whipped cream, maple flakes, and bacon bits.
Mm.
It looks amazing.
But here, keep going down, Sean.
Oh, there's more.
I almost feel like you need to eat that with a fork and knife.
Yeah. I mean, it's so good. It's just, for fuck's sake, it's a donut covered in French fries and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need?
Nice.
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 It looks amazing.
It does. Here, scroll back up to the picture.
Yeah.
For those of you, all right, I'm going to borrow your camera for a second, okay?
Yeah.
All right. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, look at that shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Is it not?
It is.
Is it not the most amazing thing?
It is. Sean, I'm not going to lie. This morning, I was lying in bed at 1:30 in the morning, having found out about this yesterday.
Yeah.
The closest Tim Hortons to where we live in Maryland is in Raritan, New Jersey, which is about 3.5 hours away.
We've been there about twice this year.
We've been there twice in the last year. I'm not going to lie when I say this. I literally almost got into my car at 2:00 this morning, and I almost drove to fucking New Jersey because I wanted this goddamn donut.
Oh my god.
I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, a lot of people are gonna say that's fucking gross. Why would you put gravy and French fries and cheese on a fucking donut?
Yeah, it's so amazing.
You know why? Because it's American. It's so American. It's Canadian.
And that's why we're serving it in America.
It kind of defeats the purpose, but it's because this is America.
It's America.
So
you know why? It's because
you're tired, you're fat, you're hungry.
Yeah. It's just, oh, Canadians, I salute you for creating such a horrifying food item. I mean, literally, Michelle Obama, just her face exploded into flames after seeing this.
Yeah.
All those health initiatives just right out the window.
Now, I'm not going to lie. When I look
fucking
at
kids are just going to be scoffing down 3 or 4 poutine.
Well, they're going to have to go through health initiatives after eating this.
When I looked at this picture, because I'm looking at this, right?
Yeah.
I swear to God, for a second there, I thought that was maple syrup instead of gravy. Just looking at it, like I thought that was maple syrup.
See, it does look like that, but it does say right there, complete with gravy, cheese curds, and potato wedges.
But can you imagine if they switched that up with, like, maple syrup instead?
I mean, either way is good.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Like, drizzle me in some fucking maple syrup, and I'm just going to fucking go to town on that bad boy.
I know you would.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, internet, wouldn't you go to town on that bad boy? I know I would.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's the Fat Shack. But I feel like this brings us to another point, because obviously, you know, we're two fat guys and a relatively in shape guy.
Oh, sort of.
But I want to say this much, like, I would say, like, even at the beginning of this year, we're all a lot worse off.
And we're going with the A sound. This plug is the stupidest. There we go. That's much better.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean, like, as a for instance, I, at the beginning of last year, the last time I remember weighing myself, I was at 335, 340.
Right.
So on a lark today, Brian just weighed himself in Sean's bathroom, and Brian said, I was like, oh, I'm down X amount of weight. I was like, wow, that's cool. I should go weigh myself, see the horror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was like, yeah, I haven't weighed myself since I went to the
doctor. Well, I don't hate myself at this moment. Let me go over there and see.
Let me go and hate myself now.
Let me go and get proof.
I step on the stand. I'm now at 293. I've lost like almost 50 pounds. I realized, I was like,
congratulations,
oh.
Man.
I was like,
that's,
oh, wow.
That must feel awesome.
It actually does, because it does prove once and for all that cutting the soda, like full-time drinking soda out of my diet, has fucking done crazy wonders for me.
Yeah.
It's surprising, because like that amount of sugar, because all that sugar just turns into fat, and you, like, you just basically cut off the sugar, mm-hmm. thus cutting off the fat. Look, 50 pounds of it.
Yeah,
so,
literally.
So last time I weighed myself, which was around like December, January, I was sitting around like 315. And now I'm down to like 285. So I've lost about...
Show off.
What? No, I'm
no,
not...
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, no, I've lost about 30, 35 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yay!
And
yay!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You know, yeah, a lot of that is just, you know, drinking water, being a little more active, walking.
Drinking my water, to be specific.
Yeah, it does feel great.
Mm, yeah, no, seriously.
As a person who's dropped, as I did weigh myself, I'm running at 253, right. Which I used to be, I think last year I was pushing 290 something.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're down just as much as I was.
So, while we're talking about this, there is something that I've been interested in checking out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have all the details, so, like, once I have a little more, I might talk about it on the show again. But Terry Crews and a couple of other people I've heard talking about this thing called intermittent fasting, which is basically what you do is you only eat from the periods of 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then the rest of the time you don't eat. Like, you can drink tea or coffee or what have you, but you don't really eat any meals, and what this is supposed to do is, like, your cells are supposed to break down all the food in your system, and then you give them enough time to rest so that way they can kind of regenerate themselves, and then once 2 p.m. comes around, what that does is then you start, you know, eating more healthy foods, and then your body can process it a lot more efficiently, and you can eat pretty much whatever you want to between the periods of 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and somehow, some way, that helps you lose an insane amount of weight, and I was thinking about maybe trying that, so...
Yeah, go ahead, try it.
Let us know how that works.
Yeah, all right.
Or we'll see how it works.
Yeah, see if you can get 16 hours.
I just thought that might be something that you were interested in. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's great. I might have to.
I'm always looking for that new fad diet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
It's not really a diet. It's just
I'm messing with you. I know.
It's just you're eating at different times now.
It's basically you're tricking your metabolism into working during specific times.
Right.
Yeah, which is fine. All right, so next up, Inhumans trailer.
Ugh.
Inhumans.
This fucking thing sucks. Which is funny, because I remember, didn't we have this discussion at BurrowCon? It was just like, oh, Marvel, can they do no wrong? Well, apparently they can. Because this trailer fucking, what is going on?
Marvel, I don't know if you've gotten the memo yet or not. I know that Capcom thinks that nobody watches the X-Men or reads X-Men anymore, but... Nobody wants the fucking Inhumans.
Nobody does.
Nobody wants this shit.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't want it. Colin doesn't want it. I'm sure Sean doesn't. He probably doesn't even care.
I don't care.
Like,
I mean...
Nobody, like... Ugh.
I mean, like, seriously, just fucking write whatever check you need to and just fucking hand it to Fox and be like, look, fucking just...
Give us the X-Men, all right.
Give us the X-Men, okay? we'll give you more money than you'll fucking make making another movie, okay? I guarantee you, Dark Phoenix is going to fucking tank. Here's the money you would have made off of it if we had done it. Just here. Fucking just take it.
You know what's funny? I think Fox is actually, and we're going to get back to Inhumans, and we're going to watch that trailer once we get to it. But
do we?
I feel.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to if we don't want to, Booby. But still, you know, I think Fox, in spite of all this shit and in spite of the MCU, like, they just announced, hey, we're making 6 X films, you know, coming up soon. Obviously, Deadpool 2. They're making fucking Dark Phoenix, which is going to flop. I can guarantee that right now.
Of course it's going to flop, because they always fuck up Phoenix, no matter what they do.
Okay. Interestingly enough, though, we are getting a New Mutants movie.
But it's being pitched as more of a horror movie, isn't it?
I don't know. I think so.
I remember hearing something like that, that it was being pitched as more of a horror film than it was as a...
Yeah.
As an actual superhero film. But again, it's all conjecture at this point.
Back to this, you know, just fucking... Ugh,
I mean, and also, yeah, I mean, this is a topic we were talking about last week, but I feel like we can bring it up now. Dazzler's being introduced as one of the characters in X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Why?
Because it's... Well, you know what? Okay, here's what I'm saying. I want to go on record and say this. I'd rather see fucking Dazzler in it, because it's set in the 90s, Brian. Who is the one character from the 90s no one wants to fucking see, but yet they keep bringing back?
The one character from the 90s? Jubilee.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is that what we want?
No, we don't want that. Jubilee. No, we don't want that, which is why they're substituting Jubilee for fucking Dazzler, which I would take. I'll take in spades. Dazzler.
Every time that Jubilee has been featured in an X-Men movie, or they've said, oh yeah, she's going to be in that movie, she gets fucking cut out entirely, or she's just in the background. She was in the background for X-Men 1.
Because no one cares. Yeah. She's supposed to be the character that's supposed to draw in the teenage audience, and yet they realize, like, oh, well, that's right.
I mean,
fucking no one likes Jubilee.
That worked somewhat in the animated series in the 90s, but that's it. Nobody cared about that because they wanted to see fucking Wolverine.
Yes, I know. And that's the thing I was saying when we were at BurrowCon. We had this whole discussion. We had a whole panel on Marvel versus DC, and we even had a panel on, could you make X-Men into an MCU series? I'm like, yes, you very well could. But here's the problem. You have to show the X-Men. You can't just show 2.5 hours of fucking Wolverine. You can't do that.
On top of that...
And you can't call it an X-Men film.
On top of that, when you do an X-Men TV series, you actually have to feature X-Men. You can't just be like, oh, well, here's these, you know, characters that are in a fucking, like, insane asylum, or here are these two kids that might or might not have mutant abilities, and we're going to follow them the entire fucking story. Like, no, we want to see some iteration of the gold or blue team.
Yeah, because people love the ancillary characters who get one appearance in a season, and that's it. We all love those characters. Can you name me one? Anyone? Anyone? Morph doesn't count because he's appeared in multiple seasons, by the way.
Yeah.
So, fuck you. Ugh. Anyway, Inhumans trailer. It's garbage. You want to watch it, look it up on YouTube, but honestly, it's... And here's the thing I was happy about. I found out it's playing on ABC, right? It's not a Netflix series.
Yes.
Thank God. Okay, so it can go to the... It can go and die in one season.
Thank Christ.
It can go and die in one season, and we'll never have to speak of the Inhumans again.
I don't know.
No one wants it.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is that they cast as Black Bolt, but he looks fucking awful as Black Bolt. Like,
no one looks good in this series. No one.
Medusa looks like shit. Like, oh God, it looks like, what is it? Like, Black Bolt's brother is like Ramsay Bolton from fucking Game of Thrones.
It is. It is. Because, you know, he just got out of that contract.
So, whatever.
Spoilers.
And spoiler
not really, alert. But... Yeah. Not really, but...
I'm not interested. I'm not fucking interested in the Inhumans whatsoever.
No, it's because they need a team dynamic, which they can't get with the Avengers, because they can't bring the Avengers cast to television, and they can't use the X-Men, so they can't introduce them into the mythos. So it's just like, oh, who will we get? How about the West Coast event? No one's going to buy that fucking shit. How about Fantastic? No. Heck no.
How about the Defenders? No. Wait, no. No, not the Defenders.
No, well, we're already doing that on Netflix.
Oh, well.
Shit.
It's like, please, just... It can go die on television with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Here's a team-up that you can do on ABC, and everybody would love it. Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Just fucking do it.
If you could get Tom Holland to do a TV series, fucking go for it, dude. I would watch it.
I mean, shit.
If they did it I mean, honestly, though, he'd probably be better off on Netflix as well.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on that, because then he can, like, interact with Daredevil, and he can,
Nick Cage, but Luke Cage.
Luke Cage, and then, like, they can be fighting Wilson Fisk and shit, and then he can bring in, you know...
All right, let's quickly. Yeah, I know. I'm excited. I would be excited to see that. But now we need to cut to a commercial break very quickly. Sean, hit us with the commercials.
Greetings and salutations. Und Mutter and Vater. You want to support Das Podcast? Simply go to patreon.com/castwavestudios and you can do just that. Und du megans. Help us in the best way possible, and you get und privileges to make your Freunde jealous. Schnell, schnell! Go to undpatreon.com/castwavestudios!
American Top 40!
Well, hello. This is a commercial for castwavestudios.com/Amazon. It is the best way to shop for anything on your wish list. Shopping through Castwave Studios is the best way to help us without paying any extra. Remember, click the Amazon tab at castwavestudios.com. This is Casey Kasem saying grab your balls and reach for the stars. American Top
40. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Zach Patterson with Castwave Studios.
And this is Sean Holmes.
And we're here to plug our new movie podcast, Post Credit Podcast. Every episode, Sean, Rocky Diamond, and myself will hit you with movie news, discussion, and movie reviews.
Yeah, we were getting ready to watch a bunch of movies here, so I think we should start up with Batman v Superman, the director cut.
No, Sean, no.
I think it's a highly underrated movie.
Batman v Superman in this house.
Why not? I don't understand.
Why not? Why yes? What's good about that movie? Nothing is good about that movie. The plot is all over the
place.
You
can find our
Superman
show
does
at
nothing.
Post-credit
it
podcast
is own
movie. At castwavestudios.com. Just click the picture of PCP.
As Lex Luthor, he shoves a Jolly Rancher in a dude's mouth.
All right, do you just want to watch Rogue One?
Oh, hell yeah, I love Rogue One.
Cherry.
Did you love those commercial considerations? I know I did.
Yes.
I definitely love the theme from the first one. Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's funny. So there's some interesting information that's come out in the last couple weeks about Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Obviously, Lucasfilm, Disney, playing their cards close to the chest.
Very.
Trying not to. But here's the thing. As with any movie, when you are partnered with major companies to release action figures and products for your film,
yes,
they have more details than, say, you know, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when they package these, they kind of let certain things slip.
I mean,
so Sean, why don't you do me a favor and click on that link, because fairly recently there was a leak about the Star Wars minifigs, and there was a few of them. All right, so obviously we're going to try and see if we can find the there you go. Click for the leak. There we go.
Oh, so we have leaked images.
Interesting.
Yep, so here we go.
Leaked images.
So click on the... All right, so here's the first thing. So we've got...
Oh, shit. They fucking... Wait a minute. Did they...
Click on the second one, Sean.
Did they get taken down?
Oh, hopefully not. Otherwise, this...
Oh, shit.
No, did they? No! Oh, wait. Click on it.
Lucasfilm, you bastards.
You bitches. Ah, all of you bitches.
So, anyway.
All right, so to give you, for instance...
apparently someone was doing some freaking, you know...
These got leaked. God damn it, they took them down. Sons of bitches. Give me the boo. Thank you. All right, so I can tell you at least one or two of them, okay? So
I'm your friend.
All right, so there was at least one. There was one where it was Snoke, but Snoke was not like 10 feet tall. He was like regular size. He was scarred, sure, but he wasn't like pale like Darth Vader. He was actually like a normal skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was giving some stuff away. So he's like, it's like, oh, what is Snoke? We don't know. So I mean, this is like, and then there was a 2-pack with Kylo and Luke, and Kylo's spaceship.
Interesting.
Oh shit.
Which, you know, it's definitely kicking out some details for, oh, are we going to have a confrontation between Kylo and Luke? Cuz why put them in a 2-pack if they're not going to have some form of confrontation?
That is true.
Yeah.
Now, again, that could be in a flashback sequence cuz obviously Kylo is instrumental in bringing down Luke's reformed Jedi Order.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is possible we'll see it in that context, but the other question is, okay, are we going to see it, like, is Luke going to go the way of Han Solo? I don't know how I would feel about that. Like, losing, like, the fact that, you know, the thing is,
like, he can only do so much, and it's called The Last Jedi looks like for a reason, but what that reason is, we don't know. And I don't know. I think it's fine. I mean, the franchise needs to move on.
I know it does, but I just, if you kill him in the third one, fine.
Did you want him around for one last?
I just want him around for one more.
Well, considering how we're not going to have Leia for episode for the third one,
that's the other issue. Yeah.
Like how brutal was the movie Looper in terms of killing off its main characters?
I couldn't give a fuck about Looper.
Well, but the thing is, like, it's the same director, so you gotta think. He's gotta handle it the similar way.
Oh no!
Yeah.
So Luke goes.
This is gonna be a dark one.
So Luke goes back in time and kills his younger self.
What I don't want is because it looks like it's already with the trailers. It looks like it's already forming to be a copy of Empire Strikes Back. I just don't want it to be fully. Like Empire Strikes Back, like it start out on a desert planet as opposed to a snow planet, but you're still fighting, you know, AT-ATs, and you know, just it going through the motions of the original trilogy.
I just want you to
want the original trilogy, but we don't want to like remake them.
Snowwalkers,
Sean, I want you to remember this right now, just so that like. Come December, when we've all kind of like parted ways for the month, and we're all kind of hanging out with family during Christmas time, and we all finally get to go see, you know, Last Jedi, and then we come back and get to talk about it, you know, like MAGFest or whatever. If we're watching that movie and that shit happens, I just want you to remember, like, when you're sitting there going, "Son of a bitch, you said it here first."
Yeah,
it's like
let's whip out the checklist. Okay, AT-ATs. Check.
Like 5 minutes into the movie.
Someone incapacitated, like they're in a hospitalized carbonetic state.
Finn, check.
Let's see.
Black dude, check.
Inexperienced Jedi being trained on a water planet.
Check.
Wow. Dagobah's not really a water planet. It's more.
Dagobah's a swamp planet.
As opposed to like forest, like out in nature.
Yeah.
A Jedi being trained out in nature.
Yeah.
By a
former Jedi.
Who is now currently
in exile.
Okay. Okay. So if they're really copying.
Self-imposed exile.
Right. So this is what I'm afraid of. I just don't want to repeat the same notes and have the same skeleton. I want to be its own thing, but the only thing you want to capture or to copy, I would say, from Empire Strikes Back is the tone.
Yeah,
you want this to be the darker of the two.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or of the three.
Wars never change.
Where's Ron Perlman when you need him?
Right,
war never changes.
But yeah, you heard it here first.
I'm just imagining it's like, copies son of a and bitch!
Yep.
like literally, I'm gonna be sitting in the theater on December 18th, 2017, and just out of nowhere, I felt a grave disturbance in the Force. Just in my head, I'm just gonna hear
as if a thousand nerds cried out and then were suddenly silenced.
I'm just gonna be sitting in the theater. I'm just gonna be like, I just out of nowhere. I'm a
bitch!
In the back of my head, I'm like, uh-oh.
There's Sean.
I felt a disturbance.
Ugh. Son of a bitch.
Anyway.
I don't know. I it's too early to tell, but the way that they struck the trailer, I was like, yeah, it's Empire.
But is it? But are they? Are they purposely leading you that way to throw you off, or are they actually doing it?
I understand. And here's the thing: people are like, oh yeah, you know, Episode 7 is just A New Hope. I'm like, yes and no. Yes, it is New Hope, and there's a reason for doing that, because we're bringing the old. The people are fan of the original trilogy like us, right. And the people that are a fan of and there are there who are nostalgic for the prequels.
You know,
I'm bringing those bringing them together and trying to get them to like into like kind of the original trilogy mindset.
Can I just say
of how Star Wars was?
Can I just say something, by the way? Just how proud I am to not be in that prequel line, but like be part of that group that was like, no, the original ones were basically my Star Wars growing up. Like,
yes,
I'm so proud to be a part of that group. And then like, and then the prequels happened, and then I'm like, I could see them objectively compared to the other movies, because like there are people I have met them who have like the prequels are their thing, and I'm like, why? Like, I know that like you watch them growing
that's
up,
what
but,
that's
like,
there's a difference between seeing it on VHS and there's a difference in seeing it in the theater.
I mean,
I'll admit, I saw
it's cult. It's very cult classic-y, I think. I think the prequels.
I mean,
oh, speaking of, okay, I'm sorry, and I hate to throw a wrench into this discussion, but I feel like this needs to be mentioned, just so people don't forget about it. 81, his version of Empire Strikes Back is going to be done within the next few weeks.
Oh,
seriously?
Shit.
Yeah. He announced it was going to be done by June, but he had some delays with filming the Wampa scene, which was the last thing he had to do.
Okay.
But he updated on the 28th saying he's got like two more things he's got to do with the cut, and then he's good to go.
Right.
So sweet. Hopefully by the end of July, maybe August, we'll be getting it, which I'm like, please God, let it happen. We've been waiting since 2010. For the love of all that's holy.
For the love of God and all that is holy.
Let us get it. Let us get it before last Jedi.
I'm painfully excited to see Last Jedi.
I want my expectations to be.
But I want to eat my own hat when it comes to that. Please prove me wrong.
But it's such a lovely hat.
Oh yeah, you're hot.
I mean, it's gonna. You know what I mean. I don't want to like eat my own words, stuff like that.
I gotcha. Like, all right, flip us back to the list. I want to. We got two more stories we got to get through before the end of the night.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay, we talked about Star Wars minifigs. They took the pictures down, the fucking horse. So Jurassic World has finally released their poster. It's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
And, I mean, again, all they've done is just, again, it's just a yeah. It's just a poster announcing when it's coming out.
And some looks like some sparks. Or so it looks like Skittles or Cheetos.
No, those look like Mike and Ike's, my friend.
Mike and Ike's.
Hmm.
The Fallen Kingdom of Mike and Ike's.
Either that or some orange soda. Just like flicks of orange soda.
I love orange
soda. If they were purple and white, they could be good in plenties, but still. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I mean,
are they good, but are they plenty?
Yeah. Damn it. So I'm excited about Jurassic World. I don't know. Because I know, I mean, I don't care if anybody comes back from Jurassic World, really. All I know is right. Fucking Jeff Goldblum's in it, so he officially takes priority. Enough.
Well, I mean, think
Jeff,
about it.
Chef Goldblum.
Chef Goldblum and Star-Lord are going to be in the same film, and there's going to be dinosaurs around. That's fucking awesome. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, for those of you who are interested, you know, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
When does that come out?
Scroll down, Sean. It shouldn't be on the
when
poster.
When is that movie supposed to come out?
Hang on. It's on the poster.
Okay, the tagline for it is life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
It doesn't say It just says life finds a way. It doesn't say
That would be like Jurassic Park.
Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom.
Life finds a way.
June 22nd, 2018.
Somebody should redo that. Oh my God. I call upon you, internet. Put ums and
also,
ahs.
Also get rid of the dinosaur. Put the Jeff Goldblum splang pose from Jurassic Park.
No. Keep him there. Keep him there, but then like on eye level. You just have him looking at Jeff Goldblum, like a tiny Goldblum, just laying right there.
Maybe. All right. So, yeah. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
That's Chaos Theory.
That is one big pile of shit.
Wait for it. I think I found it. That is one big pile of shit. Oh, God. I didn't plug him in all.
Oh, right. No.
It's...
That is one big pile of shit.
Nice. All right. Go back to the notes.
Yay.
Back to the stories. All right, so last one I want to talk about. All right, Sega Forever. Anybody heard of this?
Yes,
I know you have. So, Sean.
Completely new to me.
Yeah. Sean, just so you know, you remember the Sega games of your youth? Sonic 2.
Sonic 2.
Yeah.
Chemical Plant, so.
Mm-hmm. This is a new service that basically allows people to download for free on iOS and Android marketplaces pretty much any game in the Sega library. They're going to be releasing every month. They're going to be releasing five different games. I actually just downloaded, they had Altered Beast, Comic Zone, Sonic 1.
Fantasy Star 2, Kid Chameleon, and Virtual Tennis Challenge.
Yes,
is coming soon,
and they're free. I mean, and they're relatively small file sizes.
All right. So wait, before you go any further, I feel like we need to mention this. So it is free to download with ads.
Yes,
it is $1.99 to play. I believe it's $1.99 to play offline without ads.
Yeah,
and to be able to save states on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on your phone.
Oh,
which again, okay, for free, you can go right now and play Sonic 1 on your fucking smartphone for free.
Yep.
Without it being a fucking ROM hack.
Also, it does support controllers.
So I could put it like a USB, micro USB controller?
Or you can set up a Bluetooth to it.
Maybe like a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Genesis
controller.
There you go.
Oh.
So I mean,
on my phone,
that's fucking.
I'll never come back from lunch again.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. That's
it's been 4 hours.
That's fucking awesome in one sense because you know it's great because it means that Sega will finally be gaining back some fucking market share.
Right.
But I've actually played the Sonic the Hedgehog 1 that they've released. If you don't get the paid version, it's kind of shit.
Really.
It is. I'm like, nothing against them. It's just like, you know, obviously they have to make money somewhere. It's either going to be through ad revenue or you paying the $1.99.
Okay.
But like, I'm going to say right here and now, if you have the $1.99, fucking pay the $1.99. That way, because the ads are annoying. Like, and it, I'm not going to lie. It's, the ads are fucking irritating, and honestly, the ability not to have a fucking save state and have to start over every goddamn time I reload the game is also irritating. It honestly makes me like,
Have save states in Genesis.
No,
you?
I know. No, you can't. So it'd basically be like, oh, I've reset the game. I have to start over. Fuck.
How it was.
I know, but sometimes I'd like to be able to save and just like fucking like... Go do something else.
I think we're underestimating the value of not having ads on the device.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Our soundboard has ads on it. It's quite annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I load it.
Yep.
It almost loads a video like sometimes, and mm-hmm. I have to like quickly mute it.
Because
in the middle of the show, we'll be talking about something, and all of a sudden, Progressive Insurance. I'm like,
no.
Oh, God.
Fuck off, Flo.
Go away.
I'm talking about...
Oh, there's my episode title.
Go away.
There's my episode title. Season 5, episode 9. Hashtag fuck off, Flo.
Fuck off, Flo.
Just a hashtag?
F-O-L.
Oh, sorry, no. Fuck off, Flo. Hashtag Sega Forever.
Sega Forever, yeah. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
So, there's that. And then, obviously, since we can't look at trailers right now just because we're streaming live on YouTube... I think you said the first scene of Spider-Man Homecoming is currently
yes.
online.
So if you go on to the Sony PlayStation Marketplace, there's a tab where you can actually go down, and it says Spider-Man Homecoming, and they have this thing called like a short film by Peter Parker, and it's literally the first scene of Homecoming, and I can describe it as such. It literally starts with him in the car. Happy Hogan's driving him to the airport, and he's filming something on his smartphone, right? And Happy's like, you know, please stop filming. You're not supposed to film that. You know that, right? And so it shows him going to Berlin, getting his new suit, fighting Captain America, and then, like, being dropped back off. And, like, in that space of time, like, it's only about 3 minutes long. In that just little bit of time, it's already a better Spider-Man movie than the first Spider-Man movie. And I know this because I watched that, and then I went to go watch the first Spider-Man movie because I wanted to watch all five before I went to go see Homecoming.
Even better than three?
Go figure, right?
I know. It's such a quality film.
There's
Bone
so much.
Bonesaw is ready.
There's just so
Bone
much.
Bonesaw is ready. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, Randy. Randy, go home. Go home.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye. I don't know, man. I guess it's just like those first three movies just have not aged that well.
It's like, oh my, it's like Marvel has some insight into how to bring characters to the screen.
I mean,
properly.
Tom Holland already is like, he is Peter Parker to me.
I'm just going to go see it. I'm having zero expectations, and then
it looks amazing.
It looks good.
It looks amazing.
But they have the wings on the suit. It's Spider-Man Homecoming, not The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. By the way, I think we should maybe go to the Alamo for that on Sunday.
We should. That sounds like a perfect idea, and since it just came out today.
And then we'll it's coming out on Friday.
It was 7/7.
Yes.
7/7/17.
Alamo.
Mm-hmm. So I think what we could do actually is once we get back from that, maybe we could do a quick review of the movie.
That sounds fine with me.
So, all right.
Neat. YouTube lad. Well, I think that's everything we've got on tap for today. So, very quickly, Brian, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
You can find me online at twitter.com/bmassey1987. You can also find me as host of Batcast 66. We actually just did a brand new episode. We're going to have more up online tonight as of this recording. And we're recording that every week now. Sean is my co-host on that. Mm-hmm. And we have a fun time just dissecting that 1966 Batman TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just filled with the most diabolical and destructive villains this side of Gotham. Colin, where can we find you?
You can find me online at www.castwavestudios.com. You can also find me at Twitter at castwavestudios.com. Odds are good if you're talking to somebody, you're talking to me. Sean, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
You can find me at castwavestudios.com/SeanHolmes. You can go there and find all the links that you can of social media, Twitter, and stuff. But if you just want to get Twitter and just want to follow me real quick, that's at Sean L. Holmes. Also, I do a show called Post Credit Podcast right here on castwavestudios.com. So go ahead and check that out. Now, for the studio, please click the link for castwavestudios.com/Amazon. Type it in. It's right there at the bottom of the page. So go to that website.
We are consumer whores.
We are consumer whores, and how? It helps us with the studio without adding any extra to you. Colin Webb, can we find you?
We already did, mate.
Time to end the show.
Okay. So until next time, I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you've been boldly going nowhere. Sean, hit me with the outro.
Outro. Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Sorry, I sucked today.